I think is one of the things I think we would need to is some clear goals, set goals and timelines with them so that we know, look, this is what is we trying to achieve, so that we know what working is. Because working can be putting a file on your arm and walking up and now looking very, very busy, signing off on a lot of folders and without any projects or anything being implemented. Anyhow, 25 minutes before noon, let's take in another call. Good morning and welcome. You're on the air.
Good morning to you.
Hi, good morning.
Pretty well, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks, and you?
I want to get into this debate, but I want to express myself clearly and don't be misunderstood. Mm-hmm. This matter with CBC, I'm very concerned of how people perceive or think. Now, Corey, I have been in broadcasting since 1986. I've learned a lot, but I'm not an expert. I have worked in the print media back in the 70s, have a little bit of knowledge about the print media, but not an expert. I was involved in sales all my life and had been a successful salesperson in advertising. I've worked at CBC as a freelance person since 1986. I want to establish some points that people seem not to understand. And I'm not going to offend anybody. You know, I'm going to deal with the facts and what is supposed to be. CBC is a money-making machine or was a money-making machine. The fact of the matter is that one must establish fully that there has been a change in broadcast over the years where you've now got direct competition with over 12 other radio stations. You've got television, you've got brochures, you've got all types of things that advertising direct to that particular point. So obviously your advertising revenue at some point would have to reduce, and you have experienced it there at Starcom as well. The problem is that CBC has got to be established as what it's supposed to be. Is it there to make money? I don't think the idea of standing home staff at CBC is the answer. I think that every member of staff at CBC serves the purpose, but it has to go in the right direction. And I'm speaking because I was there and I know. One of the serious problems facing CBC is that any government coming into power now have got to establish whether JS will control the broadcast of CBC or whether JS will stand on its own as a propaganda station for the government in power and allow CBC to make the money it's supposed to make. And I'm serious about this.
But in fairness to GIS, I got to jump in here. To me, GIS broadcasts information. I don't hear propaganda
we can all sing together,
but we must talk
you
one at a time.
You bungle without let me express it myself, and this is not what I want to hear this morning.
But listen, no. If you come here with fire and fury, you dial the wrong number. You catch the wrong bus. You understand? You press the bell and get off at the next bus stop.
Say what you got.
I am saying to you, in all fairness to GIS, I cannot go on because I've observed GIS. GIS reports information based on what's happening. GIS does not give analysis and so on. Propaganda is usually that thing put together to sway the minds of people. Obviously, and most times not true. GIS says, listen, this is what's happening, this is what's going on. So to imply that it has anything to do with propaganda, it can't fly and it's incorrect. And I just wanted to highlight that.
Oh, you want me to tell you something? No, Corey, you can read. Corey, you are a brilliant young man. Pick up the Broadcast Act and read the position of JS as far as broadcasting and Barbados is concerned, as far as CBC is concerned. And when you read that, you would understand what I'm saying. When you read the Broadcast Act and you realize that the Broadcast Act of 1963... Right, and you realize that the position of JS, you will not say what you're saying. Now, please allow me to establish what I'm saying.
I was giving you, it's 1964, but anyhow,
Read the Broadcast Act, you will see that I am saying
the
that
Broadcast Act and what is reality is two different things. Now, I understand you're passionate, I understand your emotion, but we still have to let logic be the order of the day.
And
Logic,
do you understand that CBC is a child of JS, or you don't understand that?
I understand where you're coming
from. Okay, well, let's continue.
I don't see it as a child either, but go ahead.
JS has the correction of far as CBC is concerned. Let me explain to you. Last year, there was supposed to be a merger where JS was supposed to have taken over the situation of broadcast and allow certain situations to happen at CBC in terms of... I'm being factual. I would like you to hear what I'm saying.
Yeah, that part is factual.
I am emotional because I am tired of hearing this sort of situation, and I'm hoping that these things will be done for the improvement of broadcasting in Barbados. CBC's problem, yes, CBC's problem in my position, that CBC has a peripheral of managers. The managers have got to function in order to get things done. The managers must be able to make decisions, and decisions be carried as directed by a board put in place. I am of the belief that CBC within the latter years competing, and I'm saying this without an apology, CBC competing with the broadcast revenue over the last couple of years.
But Mark, I'm trying to be fair to you. You are somebody that I love and I respect, right? But at the end of the day, FCBC is not efficient. It is not efficient. FCBC is bloated. It is bloated. And talking about competition, that is the order of life. If you set up a snow cone cart tomorrow, you have competition. And as the only television station in Barbados, you use that to your advantage. Do not tell me that you have competition. You have competition from the time you exit the womb.
Can you listen, Corey?
As I have been doing for the past 10 minutes.
Listening. You're interjecting and you're not listening to where I'm coming from. Listen, CBC is now faced with a whole series of people who are carrying advertising down to the telephone, Facebook. CBC, as far as I'm concerned, I agree with you what you've just said, but I'm trying to explain to you because it has to compete. It has the only broadcast, and because it has to compete, there are certain policies that should be put in change, and this is my belief. You've got a whole set of channels. CBC have got Channel 8. They've got three radio stations or four radio stations. I believe that in this day and age, that this should be accounted for in terms of presentation. There's no reason why some person would buy an ad on Channel 8 when they've got competition within the other systems. I'm of the belief that those advertising can go across the other systems, given the client more exposure than they should at a reasonable price. I believe that this system of contras, and I'm serious about it, this system of contras, CBC does not have to get involved in contras. CBC does not have to give promoters advertising to get involved. CBC is an organ of itself that needs revenue. So when you decide on contracts and you're giving away the station, you're giving away revenue. You're giving away revenue in order to compete. And you're giving away revenue, then obviously I'm of the belief that CBC can hold this on. Corey, I know what I'm talking. I sold advertising and it was probably one of the best advertising salespersons in Barbados. I believe that the agency is in Barbados. The advertising agency is in Barbados. The policy of the advertising agency is in Barbados should change. No production house, whether it be CBC, whether it be Starcom, wherever it should be given a 90-day grace period. No advertising agency should be given a 90-day grace period to pay any accounts. I believe the same way you're going to tell direct advertisers that their accounts should be paid by the end of the month. That if you're given a 15 or 20% discount to the advertising agencies, that the advertising agency should not have 90 days grace. Because you are now preventing the revenue from intern to company. These are things that people do not know. These are things that I'm trying to explain to you, that you have got a situation where the broadcast media and the print media in Barbados have a disadvantage in terms of revenue, where the advertising agencies dominate the stations and dominate the print media, but they've got a 90-day grace period to pay the bills. And that is not right. That is not right. I'm talking to you because I feel that CBC is disadvantaged. CBC is disadvantaged because CBC can achieve more. I believe what you said is good. It's not gloated with staff.
People may believe that we are arguing, right? But what you're actually doing is, I am saying it's inefficient and you are saying why it's inefficient. So we are actually working together.
I'm not only saying why, I'm telling you what should change. And you're not listening. I explained to you the position of JS and you challenged me on that. I exchanged the position of CBC as a company that can arrive at more revenue. I arrive at a situation where, as far as CBC staff is concerned, that CBC management has got to be in a position to make the decisions and let the decisions stand. I am of the opinion that these people who talk about CBC, these people, they are right in some cases. But how after all of these years, since a period of time, CBC was doing what was supposed to have been done. Within the last year, CBC finds itself to become a broadcast position for a political party, which should not be, where you can go and do a live broadcast of a prime minister making a speech without any advertising revenue, where you can turn around and you can do broadcasts with no advertising revenue coming in. And this is because management feels or had feel within themselves that, as far as they're concerned, they're obligated to the government in power. And that should not be so.
The question we would have to answer is if that is a decision of management or big people in the background, in the boardrooms. Don't tell me, hold on. Let me tell you, hold on, because we got to go on a break. And you know how it works. You've been...
I don't want you to cut me.
Boy, you tell you, I want to read this one and close this one for you. I would like to be a millionaire now, but we always get what we want. This one's from Ule Tude. And I believe he's spent about 4 decades at CBC. He just recently retired. He says, Corey, CBC's biggest problem over the years is the absence of governments that possess the progressive vision for a national broadcasting system. Not even Barrow appeared to have had that. They just set up the station and said, okay, we now have a television station like anybody else, and they move on to the next business. Imagine in 2018, a national station of Barbados, it looks like a Japanese television station. And nobody seems to think there's anything wrong with that. An entity like CBC could be a viable tool for national development and perhaps even revenue. 15 minutes before noon, this is Brass Tack Sunday, brought to you in association with Williams Industries Incorporated. For business supplies, big or small,
and Williams Metals, we have it all. Now is the time for you to fence your property with galvanized green, white, or brown chain link fencing and our brown band galvanized pole pipes, which are the longest lasting. We will give you a free estimate too on all your fencing materials. So building supplies, big or small, and Brilliant
Metals, we have it all. And Brilliant Metals, we have it all. Visit their website at www.williamsmetals.bb.
From one Williams to the other Williams, we go and to Dennis. Dennis, you've worked at CBC as well. I don't want to put the focus on CBC, but I want to put the focus on various entities as we talk about this IMF program and what can be done. And I believe that Brass Tack, and particularly Brass Tack Sun, is a golden opportunity for Barbadians to be able to speak to the government, because they know they're listening. They want to hear the input, and this is one of the mechanisms, a very cost-effective mechanism to get some views of the people of Barbados. What is your take on all of this, Mr. Johnson?
Good morning, and morning to the two gentlemen on the line. Corey, the challenge facing the media, and in particular television, is in the last decade, there has been a dramatic shift in how people gain information. Mm-hmm. Smartphones, tablets, computers, laptops revolutionized the way people access information. So the age of newspaper, which prints today's news tomorrow, is becoming obsolete by the minute. The way we gather information, factual or otherwise, based on whatever people happen to put into the stratosphere, mm-hmm. what we call the World Wide Web. The challenge is advertising. And in one area, Mark is correct. Advertising has to be the revenue driver, but it has to adapt to today's market. What has happened over a period of time is that advertisers and public taste have shifted the basis on which CBC was formed, and left it to the whims and fancies of a political directorate that mm-hmm. changes ever so often. Now, people in authority have failed to recognize the importance of archiving and bringing back archival material at a price. So we put things on YouTube, we put things podcast, and we just let it go for free. You have heads of government conferences over the years, you have the speeches of politicians up and down the Caribbean that should be put in snippets, and if you want to go into it, like UETV does. UETV is now competing with CBC's archives for information, okay? So that people who want to hear Errol Barrow's mirror image speech, the whole thing, should get a part of it and then pay for the rest. What has happened over a period of time is that advertisers have not put their money behind locally produced programs because they feel the public don't want to see it or hear it. Right? So then you put the onus on the stations, whether radio stations or television stations, to go out and try to get the same advertisers to put their money behind the program when it's finished. Programming content costs money. Okay? And then add to that something called licensing for intellectual property, which again is a recent addition to the cost of producing things. So if you have, for example, Pick of the Crop Final, you get the artist to sign off, but they say you can only play Pick of the Crop Final so often. That's what they sign off on. After that, they want royalties for it. And then you got to ask the bandsmen. Then you got to ask the MC. Because all these people have intellectual property in it and they want to be paid. Now, if the advertiser does not understand that, When you have people who say, I want you to stream, but Digicel ups its rates and Flow ups their rates, who's going to pay for the stream if you don't have the advertising to back it up? So when we talk about whether or not a particular entity is overstaffed, you have to ask yourself, what supports them? Because if you have revenue coming in at, let's say when Multi-Choice was the only game in town, if you had 20,000 subscribers paying $100 a month, 20,000 by 100, that's good income. You could support a staff of, I don't know. But when that 20,000 or 200,000 subscribers down to 5,000 and they're paying $50 or $75 a month, you can't support the same amount of people. You can't.
Exactly.
You may like them. They may be very nice looking. You like to hear their voice. You know they have five children to support. But the advertising revenue does not support it. If I had to depend on the advertising revenue coming into this company to sustain a salary of, I don't know, 10 managers, that's why I had to be cut, because this company could not support 10 managers. It was either go home or release yourself from a management position. You make those decisions based on
what you feel. I was just about to ask you what you do in a case like that, but go ahead.
No, yeah, you make a decision. Correct. You ask your staff, do you want to be sent home or would you rather step off the management team and become a regular member of staff? You make that choice.
Come back in, Mark. I want to hear, and after all of that, let me hear what you have to say.
Dennis, do me a favor. Dennis, go to the podium. Look down at the audience and say what you're saying. You are perfectly right. Because when you have, and I said it just now, but Corey did not understand what I was saying, that there's so much in the advertising revenue in Barbados today that it cuts Mark. No, I'm saying that. In this day and
age. No, I understood that, Mark. Don't get the impression I understand that. I am saying you keep talking about they have to compete. That is a given.
Why must I be faced with the interjection? Corey, let me say what I'm saying, please. I just want to express myself fair to the public, right? I am saying to you, Dennis is perfectly correct in that I understand that one of the avenues that should be offered in any situation is advertising by commission. You don't pay people salaries for not producing anymore. You pay people salaries on commission on what they've earned. What is the sense of somebody having a budget of $6,000 and taking home $1,800? It does not make sense. But if that person is paid a 10% on the advertising revenue earned, they've taken home $6,000 and not $1,800. This is what I'm saying. You are giving people an opportunity to earn money. You're also giving the company an opportunity to earn money. Why pay the salary to some person who is not producing when you could pay the salary to some person that is going to produce? I'm serious about this, and this is one of the problems facing some organizations in Barbados, that they exploit people with no understanding. Because you exploit people, you are restricting progress. You are restricting progress. And I'm saying that one of the methods of CBC is that CBC should understand fully that selling advertising by a percentage also given an opportunity to let the other systems get involved, bring in the piece of machinery if you don't have it, so that you'll be able to drop in an ad from one of the local companies and one of whether it be Curtis and May or whoever it may be. So you're now giving your client an opportunity to be exposed other than on Channel 8, which is challenged by the other systems. Now radio should be used, and Dennis, you know what I'm saying, radio should be used as informative. Radio should be used to educate. You've got radio, CBC, in my opinion, has got some very good radio programs, but there's something called customer relationship. If you do not promote the customer who is sponsoring your show, then obviously you are not giving the... Listen to Verbi, and I'm going to be fair. Listen to Verbi when they have sponsorship. The client gets back everything in what is known as benefits, apart from the sponsor. But you have a situation where clients of CBC sponsor something, and then somewhere along the line, the customer relationship does not exist. And that does not argue well for the progress as far as advertising is concerned.
But Mark, if I may just interject here a second and say this to you, okay? I know because of your involvement in the advertising side of things, you may feel that you've been hard done by and the passion is coming through. Let me say this to you, okay? As I pointed out about this station, there is something called management, and you manage when you're given the power and the authority and the salary and the car park and the perks and the free phone and the advertising and the entertainment. You manage. So you look at your structures and you say to the people who employ you, since you employ me for my expertise, here is what my expertise says. The business model you're using cannot be sustained in today's environment. Here's what you need to do. You need to make all your people salespeople. One, you need to ensure that once there's a program idea that is developed and goes to the market, this is their remuneration. You need to have a structure that says, if you have advertising, this is how much the advertiser gets. This is what they get as a bonus. This is what they get as a little incentive so that they come back. If the program is repeated, this is what it's done. If we put it online, this is what we've done. You manage. What has happened over a period of time is that people have sat in cushy jobs, air conditioned, comfort, with cars and all the perks, and say, do what you want to do. That's how we always do it. So keep doing it. There is a gentleman who used to work here, who's now retired, who said, when you always do what you always did, you'll always get what you always got. Except that today, you get it less NSRL, VAT, and a few other things because times have changed. Mark, I hear what you're saying about advertising, but that's only part of the problem. The other part of the problem is the union, and nobody wants to tackle that elephant in the room. If you have a unionized structure that says people who work in news can't drive themselves to a news assignment, they have to go with a driver. If the driver is on lunch, nobody goes. You have to wait till the driver comes back. If you have that kind of structure in place, you are making yourself inefficient. You're turning up to assignments late. If you have a system that says you're using digital cameras, but when you come back, you have to convert it to analog, or you have to do this and you have to do that, and you can't do it because you're not a technician. You're an announcer. So it has to be given to a technician to do it. If you have that kind of system in place, it is not relevant to the 21st century. People now go out on assignments by themselves with everything. Camera, telephone, way to reach the public. They set it up and they go. One-man operation. No driver, no assistant, no anything. Now, we haven't gotten to that stage yet, but that is how it works.
And no, I'm very pleased, Mr. Johnson, and you know how I think, and you're one of the people that I listen to apart from others. I don't want people to feel I'm coming across this morning, and I'm glad you're supporting me, that people come across. It's not an attack. It's time for transformation. It's time for change. It's time to look at what was going on over the last couple of years to be changed, and you have just said it. I seriously think, Corey, that you stand out to do a press coverage, a news conference, and you send some person to sit down in a room for 1 hour, 2 hours, and then you bring back that person to edit something that goes up for 3 minutes. You should be able to sell that press conference in its entirety. You should be able to sell it in its entirety. What you send to send somebody that is $60 an hour and they go, or $100 an hour, and they go and sit down in a room waiting for a press conference, $120, and you bring it back, put somebody in front of an editing machine to edit, to put it on there for 3 seconds? Come on. Come on. The sales department should be able to sell image. The sales department should be able to say, if you have a press conference, there is another end to the press conference that you must at least buy half an hour time, or you must buy an hour time so that the revenue base will come in. Dennis, am I wrong?
No, Mark. I can't say you're wrong on this, but what I'll tell you is this. It goes back to the question of management. And I'm going to let Corey take back over his program because I don't want us to make this a CBC program. The problem, and look, it's a media issue. The media has to make itself relevant to this century. Now, Corey, you've been quiet for a while. I know you wanted to say something, so I'll let you have your piece, and I'm going to take my piece. Thanks for giving me the chance, Corey.
No problem. The only thing, both people are right in a lot of the stuff that has been said, but that is not, in my opinion, a conversation for brass tacks to that degree. Because I don't want to nitpick in terms of what CBC has to do in order to change. Okay, I believe that they're experts, and there are lots of people who can sit down together and have that conversation. It's about having the vision and that sort of thing, and being given the particular direction. Now, one of the things, my biggest frustration with CBC is when I was growing up, I really and truly believed that CBC was fair and balanced and committed, as they say their logo is or whatever, and that they, when they report to Barbados, that they are bringing the truth of the news of what is out there. And it's especially only recently that I am so frustrated with the fact of knowing that they pick and choose who to broadcast. Mm. And therefore, and that bias was then created. Or even in terms of some of the radio programs that you hear. You hear, as Mark was talking about, the propaganda that was being pushed and that sort of stuff. So therefore, I myself, and I believe a whole bunch of Barbadians, are totally disappointed with that, frustrated with that, and turned off by that. So as a result, some of the potential advertising revenue that CBC could have been getting, they have lost, because they have lost the vision and the communication as to with the people as to what their role is and what their function is.
It's just gone so, 1 minute after noon, and it is so interesting. We finished where we started, and caller number one, you talked about operating analog in a digital age, and I think that is exactly, we spent a lot of time and called a lot of words, valuable time, air time, just to say that times have moved on and people must too. And that is really the end all and be all of the whole discussion. The new thinking, the new way of doing things, the whole intellectual property, the whole idea of advertising revenue and the way we do things. We must operate digital in a digital world. Okay, we got Sri Lanka just gone 227-7. For those of you following, remember they have 258 to win. Yeah.
They have less than 258.
Right. 258 to win. All right, so we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we continue this edition of Brass Tack Sunday in association with Williams Industries Incorporated. For building surprise, big or small, at Williams Metals, we have it all. Angles, flats, cement and doors, lumber, windows and much, much more.
Get all your lumber needs from us. We have number one treated pine, all different types of plywood, V-joint, siding board and concrete board. In addition, we have grade 3 2x4s and form ply for boxing. Big or small, at Williams Metals, we have
it all. At Williams Metals, we have it all. Visit their website at www.williamsmetals.bb.
Okay, just 2 minutes after noon. I want to welcome Mr. Shane Lowe, the president of the Barbados Economic Society, coming at late notice, last minute. It can't be any last minute like this, but I want to thank you for making it down to the studio nonetheless and welcome you, Shane.
Thanks, Corey. Thanks a lot.
Okay, we're looking at what does an IMF program mean for Barbados and CBC. What are you kidding? What does an IMF program mean for Barbados? The pros, the cons, all about the IMF. So we're looking at some of the things that came out of the report, and what was trying to do at the beginning of the program basically was looking at the things that they were saying and what it really meant. And you could correct me if I'm wrong, just as a review. And I want to welcome all those who are coming home from church now, putting on the stove or putting the plate on the table. Welcome to Brass Tack Sunday. They said, you know, tax and revenue, they're high, so we got to address expenditure. And I brought that, don't mean you got to cut spending. Mm-hmm. And how do you cut spending? And they said a lot of our spending is in relation to paying debt and paying wages and salaries, which is like transfers to the same statutory corporations. So does that mean sending home people? Is that fancy terminology for that? When they talked about efficiency and effective public service, I say, you know, effectiveness is getting people to do what it's supposed to do. Efficiently is doing it at cost effectively. So is that, again, talking about cutting staff? I know the effective is in terms of how do we encourage people to actually do show up at work and also to show up at work. We got a difficulty with that because a government job is like a job for life, and we know how that story goes with not all, but some would say most public servants. Containing wages, that's something we've done for about a decade now. Reforming pensions, one of the suggestions and questions we're asking is if they would issue pensions in government paper. I know that there could be some concern about that in relation to after at pension age, how long do you have to wait for paper to mature? User fees, privatization, mergers, stronger oversight, those sort of things. Broadening the tax base. I said it was something that the last Minister of Finance actually would have tried to do with a number of initiatives that he came with, and continuing some strong tax administration. And we got to give credit where credit is due. We did have, in the last couple of years, improvement in our tax administration through the BRA, a number of methods they were trying to do in relation that you have a clean tax certificate in order to do other types of business. That's a way that you strengthen your tax administration. And the last and the final one, in terms of the ease of doing business to attract business to Barbados, and developing the private sector, which I will continue to say, developing a private sector. Those are the recommendations coming out, and I want to get your take on each of them, your breakdown, your understanding, and where do we go from here?